Welcome back to Yang Daily. I'll be your host, Alex Cheney, bringing you all the Yang news you need to live your life right. All right, we've got a concise but packed episode today. Plenty to cover and act on. Let's get straight to it. Quick shout out to our Tier 3 patrons, Peter Park, Shay Meehan, and Nathan Stankowski, as well as all our other patrons. You keep us all informed and engaged. If any of you out there want to join these advocates of humanity first and independent journalism, head on over to patreon.com/yangdaily. It would only take a couple of bucks a month from each listener to keep this podcast and community going and growing into the future. Now on to the news. Pelosi announced today that a 9/11 style commission will be established to investigate the facts and causes of the attack on the Capitol, including interference with the peaceful transfer of power and the preparations and response of federal law enforcement and the military. She also revealed that General Honoré has been tasked with reviewing security failures during the attack. Meanwhile, VP Harris just put out an opinion article in the Washington Post highlighting the devastating impact of the recession on women. Her proposed solution is the COVID relief bill. I can't help noticing that she's been silent on monthly checks since becoming VP. I think it's about time that we remind her that she supports them and that it's the best way to de-radicalize the country and win votes for her party. We need to see action. I know it seems early to be looking at the next crop of congressional candidates, but it's less than 2 years away, and better to get to know them gradually than trying to cram it in all last minute, right? So here's Jason Call, a candidate for the U.S. House from Washington's 2nd District. He put out a policy thread that includes UBI, single-payer M4A, Green New Deal, and many other progressive policies. He's worked as a commercial building inspector and public school math teacher. Unfortunately, he refers to himself as a democratic socialist, which is terrible branding, but maybe we can help improve on that. East Timor, an island country in Southeast Asia, provided unconditional cash assistance to 300,000 citizens during the pandemic. They tracked spending and found 25% was spent on food, 17 on education, 12 on small business investment, 10 on clothing, and the rest on various other needs. Only 7% went to savings. It also had a positive effect on the economy, not just on those who received it, including helping rural and informal businesses to reopen and reestablish trade. The myth that poor people mismanage their money is just that. In general, they are far more frugal than those with greater means. Being poor is very expensive due to limited opportunities and an exploitation economy built on extorting funds from those who can't afford to avoid fees and high-interest services. If you want the poor to be better with their money, give them enough money to afford good decisions. Our progressive pal, Jen Perelman, will be interviewing congressional candidate Isaiah James on her podcast and says they will be discussing UBI, universal healthcare, and clean energy infrastructure, all of which she cites as broadly popular policies that are key to beating back authoritarianism. You know that I agree. NBC News did a surprisingly good TV segment on Stockton's basic income program, SEED, back in January. I just found out about it, and it's a good advertisement for UBI. It's only a couple of minutes long, but worth checking out and bookmarking to share. For the first time in polling history, the majority of Americans identify as politically independent. Seems a pretty clear sign that people are fed up with partisan politics, which is not hard to understand, considering it's destroying us. We really need to get score or approval voting in use everywhere so that we can hold these parties accountable with proper competition. Finally, Joe Rogan recently had his third interview with Elon Musk. Guess what they discussed? Did you guess how Elon told SpaceX to make the rocket pointier to better resemble the one in the movie Dictator, and how he wants the Roadster to fly? Makes sense if the Cybertruck's going to be a boat. Land, air, and sea, check. World's richest man for you. If you haven't watched or listened to these, you're missing out in a big way. Always fascinating and hilarious. But aside from that, they talked about a carbon tax. Elon explained why a carbon tax is the simplest, most effective measure that can be taken to mitigate climate change. He's right about that. He also said that he lobbied the Trump administration to take it up, but got nowhere, and that he similarly lobbied Biden, but was told it was politically unfeasible right now. You know what makes a carbon tax politically feasible? When you take the proceeds and give them back to the public in a universal rebate, rather than it disappearing into the ether of the federal budget. Tax pollution and fund a small UBI with it. Those who use less polluting products and services come out ahead. simple, effective, catastrophe averting, and a monumental step toward a larger UBI. Give Biden and your congresspeople your thoughts. And that'll do it for today's Yang Daily. Check out Call, Hound Kamala, Biden, and your representatives about UBI and a carbon tax rebate. Bookmark and share Timor's basic income spending and the Stockton TV spot. Flood Congress with calls, tweets, faxes, and letters using the Resist bot or Income Movement easy contacts below. If you need help, consult Humanity Forward, the Income Movement Aid Database, the Mission Asset Fund, or United Way. And don't forget to Yang Daily.